Two British citizens are missing in Sweden, reports the BBC, citing the UK Foreign Office. This comes as police in Malmö are investigating a potential double homicide after two bodies were found in a burnt-out car on Sunday. Malmö police are not confirming or denying if the cases are connected and say forensic tests are ongoing, reports Swedish Radio's local P4 channel in Malmö. Heavy rain has damaged 31 football fields that were to be used during the Gothia Cup in Gothenburg this week. Now, up to 400 matches have to be relocated. The Gothia Cup is the world's largest youth football cup, with almost 2,000 teams playing from over 70 countries. The tournament ends on Saturday. The number of cases of whooping cough are still at high levels in Stockholm, reports Swedish Radio's P4 channel in Stockholm. The same trend has been seen with other infectious diseases after the COVID pandemic, and immunity in the population may be lower now than it was before COVID. The infection often starts as a normal cold, but leads to more intense coughing fits after a few weeks. Those who live with a child or a pregnant woman are being urged to get tested if they show any symptoms. And a group of around 30 cows were on the loose this morning in Falköping. Witnesses Andreas and Tindra told Swedish Radio's local P4 channel in Skaraborg that they were on their way to work when they saw the bovines and pulled over to help. The animals are now on their way back home, and the woman responsible for them is thanking all those who helped herd them with ropes this morning until more assistance could arrive. From Radio Sweden, I'm Mitch Cordner, and that was the news for Wednesday. We'll be back tomorrow.